Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Dr. Jack Kushner, the author of Coping Successfully with Changing Tides and Winds. Dr. Kushner, thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here. This is a timely topic that we're talking about today because so many people have lost their jobs or they are looking for jobs. For those people who are looking for jobs and are trying to make the most out of their life, these are trying times.
That's really what some of your book, Coping Successfully with Changing Tides and Winds, talks about. But also, you have some ties here to the state of Louisiana and attending Tulane University, as well as being on the board there, correct?
That's correct. I was at Tulane over 50 years ago as a student, and went on to medical school and practiced neurosurgery in Annapolis, Maryland, for almost 25 years, and then went back to University of Maryland to get my master's degree in finance. And after practicing many years, I left medicine and started out in the business career. And it's only after I have been into several different businesses that I've gotten back to Tulane, because I have been on the Tulane Alumni Association Board of Directors, and now I'm with the Tulane Associates Board of Directors. The purpose of the book that we're talking about has to do with changing careers and coping with this financial crisis. This is a disaster, has been a disaster for many families in America because of the financial meltdown. And what I talk about in this book is how I practice neurosurgery, and I could see that the times were changing with the HMOs and the malpractice insurance premiums going up sky high. So I left medicine and started a company in India back in 1988, 1989, 1990, doing medical transcription first by satellite and then by internet. And that company has grown to 25,000 employees. And from there, I went to building surgical simulators. And from there, I went into telemedicine. So I've had a lot of experience changing careers. And this is what I tell patients, and that's what I say in this book. I tell people how to, if they need to maintain their competitive edge, they need to take advantage of change, because whenever there's change, there's opportunity. And I tell people they need to concentrate on differentiating themselves regardless of what kind of job they have, so they can be more competitive.
And that's one of the things you focus on in the book, is talking about taking that competitive edge, really finding out where you fit, you yourself in a company, or how you see yourself in the business world.
Well, that's exactly right. I tell my students at the University of Maryland when I lecture that I ask them all what they do, and they all tell me most of them have government jobs. They think they're secure, and I tell them that one day they may come in and find that they got a pink slip, or their department has been terminated, or they've been transferred to something less desirable. And they should be thinking now, what can they do if they do get a pink slip? What assets do they have, and how can they make themselves so valuable and that they are different from everybody else? They can differentiate themselves. You can just never stop doing that, because you never know what's down the road. I thought when I went to neurosurgery that I'd be practicing medicine forever. You can see now what's happening in Congress with the health care plan, whatever it is. I don't think there's going to be good for doctors and hospitals when they get through with this system. So there is nothing that's secure. So you need to be improving yourself and improving your education and skills all along the way.
Talking with Dr. Jack Kushner, author of Coping Successfully with Changing Tides and Winds, A Neurosurgeon's Compass, also authored the book Preparing to Tack When Physicians Change Careers. Dr. Kushner, you mentioned the health care reform debate that's going on. You also give some thoughts in your book about why government-funded programs really are not a security blanket.
That's correct. The government programs can change. They change all the time. If you have a government job right now, the government jobs seem to be paying percentage-wise probably better than some of the private jobs. But you can't be too secure and sure that they're going to last, that you won't be moved around or transferred. And you can't be too sure that the political winds won't change in this country.
With a high-level profession, as you had with neurosurgery and being a neurosurgeon, you also mentioned that sometimes you have to take an inventory and you have to assess things. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what to expect in the book?
You need to take a personal inventory and see what your assets are, what your education level is, what kind of skills you have. And it may be that you'll find out that you can make a living doing things that you actually like. At first, when I left medicine, I was really distraught, did not know what I'd like to do. But the more I got into various business activities, I started having fun. And I never looked back, and I enjoyed different things. So you may be very well able to make a living out of something, a recreation that you have. You look and see just what kind of skills you do have.
Dr. Jack Kushner, author of Coping Successfully with Changing Tides and Winds, A Neurosurgeon's Compass, and also author of the book Preparing to Tack When Physicians Change Careers. Dr. Kushner, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and perhaps our paths will cross when I'm in Louisiana.
This and other Lagniappe programs can be heard by podcast online by logging onto our website, kedm.org.